Our free podcast is made possible by contributions to Stardate and your local radio station. Please visit stardate.org to make a donation, to subscribe to our paid premium same-day audio, or to sponsor Stardate for a day. Stardate May 16th. Until 3 years ago, an ordinary-looking star in Hydra, the water snake, was known only by some catalog numbers, at least 24 of them. In June of 2018, though, the star got a proper name. Astronomers called it Phyllis, the cat. It's not because there's anything cat-like about the star itself, though. Instead, the name honors the extinct constellation Phyllis, which occupied that region of the sky. The constellation was created by Joseph Jerome Lalande in 1799. The French astronomer had helped plot the distances to the sun and moon, which provided the scale of the entire solar system. And he occasionally drew new constellations. He did so pretty randomly, though. An acquaintance once noted that Lalande's creations often appeared after bouts of drinking. Lalande liked cats, so he decided to grace the stars with one. He took a few stars from around Hydra and the adjoining constellation Antlia, the air pump. He showed his creation to another astronomer who published it in a star atlas in 1801. The constellation didn't last, though. In 1930, astronomers formalized a list of official constellations, and Phyllis missed the cut. In 2018, though, they decided to name a star in that part of the sky to honor Phyllis. They picked one that's more than 500 light-years away. Right now, it's low in the southwest as darkness falls. Under dark skies, it's just visible to the unaided eye. The final meow for the celestial cat. For the University of Texas at Austin MacDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.